Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. So today's episode is going to be a little bit different than normal. This is actually my first thing where I usually share a life update. So this is my update. I am changing up the format of the podcast. So what I'm going to do is still obviously stick to, time management and money management and frugal living, the topics that I've already always talked about. But I'm not going to have a specific episode topic where I have to stick to just one specific episode and kind of really narrow in on that. I have a lot of previous episodes that go into more detail on certain topics, and I'd really kind of like to just talk about things that I'm hearing about or interested in sharing without having to only stick to one certain topic. Because what happens sometimes is I'll hear something that I'd like to share and think, well, that doesn't really fit with the topic I'm doing, so maybe I'll make a note about it. And then if that doesn't come back up again, or if it's not something that's substantial enough to make a whole episode about, then I'll never get to it. So I kind of want to keep the episodes a little bit more casual going forward. I feel like I have more than plenty of detailed episodes going back at this point. I started thinking about this as I approached the 4-year anniversary, which I just had my anniversary episode last week, and I was thinking about maybe making a change and going to a little bit more of a casual route where I will share a little bit more about some frugal things that I am doing. I thought I'd do like a quick little segment about what I'm currently reading, just really quick at the beginning, and then talk about maybe some favorite meal that I'm going to make or that I just made, some of my current routines, some zone cleaning. Sometimes I see good Pinterest articles that might even just be like a quick little topic to talk about. I do save a lot of Pinterest articles on my Pinterest boards because I keep a lot of frugal living and time management topics there. So sometimes I see topics that I would like to talk about, and it might just be like a quick little idea or something I wanted to share. Sometimes I hear things on a podcast or in a book that's related to managing time and money, so I can share little things like that all within the same episode, and it doesn't have to be so structured. So that's how I'm going to try to do this podcast going forward, and we'll see how it goes. One thing I did want to share is we recently got two free plants from a seedling giveaway at our township. I'm not sure if your area might do this, but it's probably fairly common, I'm thinking. They had this, there's like this local shade tree commission, I guess, in our area. And with our township, they had a day where you could go get free seedlings. So they had a lot of trees, but then they also had different shrubs and some other plants. And we were able to go get two shrubs. So we got a Joe Pye weed and we got a New Jersey tea shrub. So I'm really excited about those. We got them planted. We had two areas where we had already planned to plant them, and we finally got them in the ground. So that was kind of fun getting that for free from the town. I know they wouldn't have cost a super a lot of money to get those, but it was still kind of fun to participate in that. They had everything set up and we went early and we got to pick out the plants that we wanted. And it was just kind of to encourage planting some of the local, native plants in our area to kind of get them going better, get them going more and keeping them in our area. So that's why they had the giveaway. So it turns out they actually do it every year here, and I had not heard about it before. So I'm going to look out for that in the future. But we just got two. You were able to get more, but we didn't want to get a lot because we're trying to spend some time on kind of learning a little bit better about the plants that we do have and getting them a little bit healthier and fertilizing them properly and just kind of taking care of what we have now. So we didn't want to add too much more. We're going to start kind of adding a little bit at a time. So that was really fun. So anyway... I don't know if I remember to mention this, but part of what I wanted to do also was include a quick little segment at the beginning of each episode about what I'm currently reading, what I have on my holds list, and maybe just a quick little update if it is relevant this week to grab your free book from the Amazon Reads First Reads program, which for this month, it is relevant. If you're a Prime member and you like to choose a free book through the First Reads program, this is just a reminder that it's a new month. So if you haven't chosen your book yet, now's the time. If you're not familiar, Amazon has a program for Prime members where each month you can choose a free book. Sometimes you get a second one as a bonus, depending on how the program is working that month. But you have to choose from certain books. But I found some pretty good ones in there. And you just choose it, you get it for free, and then it downloads to your Kindle or your Kindle app, however you like to read through Amazon, if that's something that you do. So here's a reminder to go get that book if you haven't gotten it yet. So what I'm currently, I just finished reading Flatbroke with Two Goats by Jennifer McGaha. It was pretty good. I wouldn't say it was my favorite, but it was definitely enough to keep me interested going along. And I really liked kind of the moral of the story at the end of the book. It's basically about a couple that has some financial situation and they have to severely downsize their lifestyle. And it had a nice kind of moral of the story at the end of the book. So I really did. I did enjoy it in the end. There was times where I was kind of like, it was keeping my interest enough to keep going along, but I wasn't like sure if I really liked it that much. But then in the end, I felt like it was a good book and I did like kind of the story that it was telling. I am also currently reading in digital format right now, Marilla of Green Gables. I've mentioned that a few times already because it takes me forever to read digital books. Audiobooks I blast through because I'm always listening to them when I'm doing cooking or cleaning or anything. But reading in a digital format just takes me a little bit longer because I don't normally have that much time where I'm sitting down to read. But I do read a little bit at a time here and there, and I do get through them. So I'm still working through that one. But a funny thing that happened was that I've been renewing it through the library, and like every 14 days I keep renewing it in my library app. And I went to renew it one day and they said that library didn't have it anymore. So I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I'm like 50% through this book and I really want to finish it. I really like it. And now they don't have it anymore. So I went on the Amazon website and I saw that they had the book. They had it in stock, so I purchased it from my Kindle. Not in stock, but you know, like they had it to download for the Kindle. And I purchased it, and then I went back to the library app and I did one more search, and then it was there again. So I don't know why it said I couldn't renew the book because they didn't have it anymore, because then they did wind up having it. So then I was like, oh great, so now the library has it and I just purchased it on Amazon. But it turns out, just more as a FYI, if you purchase a digital book on Amazon within a certain amount of time, you can go back and still get a refund. Like if you purchase it by mistake or you wind up finding it at the library or whatever. I did it pretty quickly. Like it was within like not even probably 15 minutes. But I know it said you had a period of time. So that's more just for your information in case something like that happens to you. And then I'm going to also share the books I have on hold. I'm not going to give a description because obviously this podcast is not about books. This is just a quick little segment because I do think reading is a frugal activity, especially if you get your books through the library or for free through the Amazon program. But I pretty much get everything through the Libby app. And when I'm listening to podcasts or looking at different websites, I'm also on some Facebook book clubs and I get lots of ideas for books that people really liked. So when I hear something that someone really liked and it sounds like something I might like, I add it to my holds list if it's a popular book, or I just tag it in the library app if it's something that is available but I just don't have time for yet. So what I have on my hold list right now is Beach Read by Emily Henry, What Happened to Nina by Dervla McTiernan, The Wish by Nicholas Sparks, Mr. Dickens and His Carol, and The Coworker by Freida McFadden. So those are the books that I have on hold right now through the library that I'm waiting, that should be coming up soon. So those will be in my future currently reading. So I also wanted to talk about a favorite meal this week. So last week, for an easy night, I made Costco's panko breaded shrimp with their chicken fried rice. It's not a Costco brand chicken fried rice, and honestly, I don't know if the panko shrimp is their brand either, but it's what they carry. And I could not believe how good the fried rice was, considering that it was frozen and it took 3 minutes to cook in the microwave, like per pouch. It comes with like 6 pouches in the big package. So I wound up making 2 because there was only 3 of us here eating that night. But what was funny is when my son tried it, he was like, wow, that fried rice came out really good. And I usually cook everything, so he just kind of assumed that I had made it. But even the chicken in the rice was really good. I was surprised how good it was for such a super quick, easy meal. And I had really been looking forward to that meal ever since I put it on my meal plan, because sometimes it's just so nice to have like a break where you know that your cooking time is just super, super minimal on a certain night. So I really liked that, and I would definitely do it again. And even if you don't like to cook pre-made foods like this, finding quick and easy meals that can be thrown together in a really short amount of time can be such a lifesaver. So I really do want to try to focus on gathering more meal ideas like this, because certain times a year you just really need some meals that can be made really quickly so that more time can be spent on doing other things. So maybe try to see if you can find, even if it's just like 1 or 2 frozen type meals that you enjoy that you can just throw together like this, or even if not like that, if it's homemade, just something that comes together with like very, very little effort. Another thing that I wanted to share was that today I attempted and was actually pretty successful with making homemade English muffins and homemade hoagie rolls. So when I was thinking about this episode, I wasn't sure if I was going to actually have time to make them, but I wound up actually making them today. I did them this morning and they both came out really good, especially the English muffins. I was really surprised how good homemade English muffins would be, and I wasn't even necessarily expecting them to come out looking like real English muffins, but they really did. I actually shared a picture on the Instagram, and I think it went on the Facebook account also. I posted a picture of them, but they were actually really pretty easy, and the hoagie rolls were fairly easy too, but I probably wouldn't do English muffins and hoagie rolls on the same day again, because it took most of the day between getting the dough prepared and letting it rise and then just doing the different steps that needed to be done. But where I got the recipes from was I borrowed the library book Everyday Bread by America's Test Kitchen, and the book had so many bread recipes that looked so good. I was like torn on which ones to make, but I wound up just picking these two for now. And before I wrote them down too, I looked on Amazon, I looked up the reviews for this book, and it got really, really good reviews, and lots of people said how easy the recipes were and how good they were, how easy they were to follow, and how the recipes came out really good. So I wound up picking a couple and writing them down so that I could do them. Well, I didn't write them down. I took a picture of the recipe. I don't know if that's considered like, I mean, I borrowed the library book, so I think it should be okay for me to take the recipe from the library book. But I took a few of them. I don't have this recipe to share because it's not like from a website or anything. I actually got it out of the library book. But if that sounds like something you might like to try, or if you want to try out making any bread recipes, I would suggest that book, Everyday Bread, by America's Test Kitchen. I know they had it on Amazon, but I think it's pretty popular, so they probably have it at your library if you want to, go check out any of those recipes. I know we're getting into summer and probably might not want to be baking bread that much, but today actually happened to be kind of chilly today, so it worked out good for doing that. That's actually why I wound up deciding to bake that bread today, because it just wound up being really chilly, and I was like, all right, well, if I'm going to do it, I might as well do it now before it starts to get really hot out. So as far as routines, I feel like right now I have a really good morning routine during the week. I still get up at 4:30 most mornings, do a quick workout. I have a bunch of YouTube videos that are saved in different folders for different types of exercise, and I kind of rotate through those on certain days of the week. And then after I'm done with that, I get my daughter up for school. But I only have 1.5 months left of those early morning wake-ups for her because she is a senior. And then I get a break for me from having to make sure she's up and getting ready for school. So that's going to be interesting, and it's going to make my morning a little bit easier. But then once I'm done with that, I do I get myself ready for the day. And then once I'm dressed and ready, I let my dogs out, feed them, feed our guinea pigs. And then I sit down and take maybe 15 to 20 minutes to update my banking activity, including our checking and credit cards from the previous day. And then I update that information against our budget. And then I just find that it just makes it so much easier to track that stuff on a regular basis, just taking like 15 minutes rather than trying to catch up for a week. And I always am able to kind of stay on top of our spending by doing it that way. And then the next thing I do is check and delete emails, because emails accumulate so easily. And I find that most of them are junk anyway. So I just sit there and I just kind of do that really quick. And then once that's done, I get some work done on the podcast. I get some images created, get my meal plan blog post worked on and things like that. And then if I'm working from home that day, I start work at 7:30. If I'm going in that day, I have to leave my house at 7:10. So my morning routine is down pretty good. I feel like I could do a little bit better maybe with some of my weekend routines and maybe evening. I'm kind of tired out in the evening and I don't really get much done, but I do feel like I have a pretty good working morning routine right now. And then as far as zone cleaning, I wanted to talk a little bit about zone cleaning today too. So I was doing really good with getting a bunch of zone cleaning tasks done each week, where I've been writing them down in my weekly planner. I have kind of like a 1 week layout page where you just kind of lay the whole week out. It has a little spot where you can write some things down on there. And I've been writing down some zone cleaning tasks that need to get done for the week. So I was doing really good on that, and then I kind of lost the momentum. But I'm still making that written list. I just kind of haven't been doing the written list. So I'm hoping to kind of get a little bit better at that again, like I had been doing. I did get a couple of the things done this week. Some things I had on my list that I didn't do yet was to Windex our bathroom shower door. We have a glass door in one of our bathrooms that needs to be Windexed that I really need to do. I need to clean our ice maker. We have a countertop ice maker that needs to be cleaned periodically. But I did get our utensil bins. We have like bins for the utensils, kind of like those divider things, but I have like single ones where like I got from Target. So I have like a single one for forks, a single one for knives, whatever. So sometimes like somehow crumbs and stuff get in the drawer, but I did finally actually do that today while I was waiting for bread to rise. I was like, you know what, let me just get this done. So I got those done. And then I had to wash our kitchen throw rug, because for some reason I got a really light colored kitchen throw rug and it's right under the sink, so things splash and things spill, and it needs to be washed like constantly. So I got that done. So I did get a couple of the things done, but I still do have to do, I have to dust our kitchen, our kitchen light over our kitchen table, and I have to dust the upstairs bathroom lights. So I have a few other little things, but I'm trying to write down a handful of things each week that I can just kind of get to as I have time here and there. They're pretty quick and easy tasks, so I'm going to really try to focus on getting those done when I find a few minutes to spare in the day over the course of the week. And then I did see one Pinterest article, like I said, that I would like to share. I'm going to probably be sharing probably like most week something, because I always see something on Pinterest that looks interesting when I go on there to update my Pinterest site. So basically, the article that I saw is called... where is it now? It's about the 2 minute rule. Oh, it says the 2 minute rule to make habits stick. And this is on SundayRainyDay.com. So the 2 minute rule is basically a concept where it says the rule states two things. If a task takes less than 2 minutes to complete, you should do it immediately. And if you struggle to make a new habit stick, commit to doing it every day for 2 minutes. So the first point about if a task takes less than 2 minutes to complete, you should do it immediately. I definitely agree with that, because if you think about it, when you realize a task needs to be done, if you're going to stop and think about it and go take time to write it down or put a reminder somewhere that you need to do this task in the future, you probably already took at least a minute of time just to do that. And then you're going to have to look at it on a list again and then decide when to do it, which maybe might take another 30 seconds to another minute. So if it's something that can just be done super quickly, like putting something away, running something downstairs, or putting something back in a drawer, just doing it right now, if it takes less than 2 minutes, it just helps with beating procrastination. And it's one less thing that you now have to add on another list for something to do in the future. And then the other part of this rule about helping making a new habit stick by committing to doing something every day for 2 minutes, that's a really great tip too. That's something that I also read about in another book at some point, and I can't remember if it was Atomic Habits or something similar to that, but they suggested doing, if you wanted to do like exercise or push-ups or whatever, even if you just did like one per day, it's something so small, it's so easily accomplished, but it's about momentum. So say you decide, I'm just going to do one push-up per day. Well, as you get stronger, once you're down there, you'll probably push yourself to do more. You don't have to only do 2 minutes. It's more about committing to 2 minutes. And then once you start to do something for 2 minutes, you'll often usually to do more, because it's not usually doing the activity that's hard, it's getting started that's usually the hardest part. So I think that's a really great idea too. If you're really struggling with something, maybe just try to commit to it for 2 minutes a day, and I bet you you'll see that that will get you moving and get you able to accomplish more for those things that you're really having a hard time with. And then the only other thing I wanted to share with you today is something that I heard on a podcast, Best of Both Worlds podcast. It's by Laura Vanderkam and Sarah Hartunger. I really like their podcast. And one of their listeners suggested something about planning for an observed holiday. So for example, like certain federal holidays, maybe say like President's Day, you might see on the calendar, President's Day observed, because it's not like it's not always a certain day that it gets observed. It's usually observed on a Monday. So the technical President's Day might not necessarily fall on that Monday, but that's when it's going to be observed. So one of their listeners suggested that it's okay to do any holiday observed if you want to. So I was thinking, for example, with Mother's Day coming up, maybe you're trying to plan for some type of get together for Mother's Day, and maybe some people are working or have other relatives they need to visit or whatever. Sometimes you have like multiple sides of the family you have to see, and it can get a little bit complicated. I know like with my two of my daughters, they're working in retail right now, so it gets difficult with them taking time off and when they have to work. So the idea was to plan an observed holiday. So say, for example, like using Mother's Day as the example, if you're not able to do Mother's Day on Mother's Day, then pick a Friday or next Saturday or next Sunday or whatever day works for you that you can celebrate that holiday, and call it Mother's Day Observed. And that's when you're observing the holiday. So maybe that might help you out with any holiday where you're struggling to get family together on a certain day, or do something that you would like to do to celebrate that holiday. Just pick a day and celebrate it that day. So I thought that was a really great tip, and I wanted to just share that with you guys. So the only last thing I just wanted to say today, like I said at the beginning, I have a pretty big catalog of money and time management topics. So if you're looking to get a little bit more deeper into those topics and learn a little bit more, if this is something that's new to you, definitely go back and listen. There's so many different topics covered over the last few years on time management and money management, you know, frugal living tips, habits, routines, all that kind of stuff. So go ahead back if you're interested in that and listen to some of those more detailed episodes, because as of now, I think I'm going to try to stick with this new format and just kind of cover different tips and littler, like smaller bits of coverage on the topics, and not go so far into detail so that I can cover more things and keep it a little bit more casual. So that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week.
So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes, and definitely all of my meal plan episodes, at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.